From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The verdict is in, and George Zimmerman's supporters are thanking the jury that found that he acted in self-defense in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. But an NAACP petition calling for a federal prosecution of Zimmerman picked up hundreds of thousands of signatures. It crashed the site temporarily. There's another petition on MoveOn.org. And the Justice Department says it will restart an already open investigation to consider hate crime charges against Zimmerman. In a moment, the Stand Your Ground law that hovered over this trial. But first, the issue of race.
Many of the protesters who have taken to the streets in cities across the country say that is what this is all about. Joining us now with his take is Reverend Jesse Jackson, president of the Rainbow Push Coalition. Reverend Jackson, thanks for being here.
Yes, sir.
So all of this uproar across the country, what do you make of it? Is this about race?
Well, in a greater measure, it is. We were stunned with the verdict. We certainly offer prayers, Father Martin, really, and Father Zimmerman family in this crisis that we now face as a nation. An interview was stunning to me where Zimmerman said he would follow Trayvon again. He would have his gun out again. Today, Zimmerman gets his gun back, the one he murdered Trayvon Martin with. There seems to be no remorse about what has happened. Trayvon was in the right place at the right time going home. And Mr. Zimmerman was in his position as a wannabe police, and he trailed him and killed him. For 44 days it took us to fight to get even the trial in the first place. He found sanctuary in the police headquarters, never took a drug test, never took an alcohol test. Nothing basic was done. So there's all of this stuff that's convoluted here that makes people so upset. But there's a Trayvon in every town. It is Oscar Grant, you know, in Oakland. That's a Trayvon Martinitis. It's Amadou Diallo in New York, shot 41 times by the police. It's Bloomberg in New York saying that race profiling is all right to reduce crime. It's Stephon Watts, a 15-year-old autistic boy, shot by Chicago police. As a matter of fact, last year, 57 police shootings in Chicago by police, 57, 93% black or brown. So the pervasiveness of violence is the curse of our time.
But the jury has spoken. President Obama has said that we've got to respect this jury, that it's a nation of laws. What about that?
Well, the fact that the jury was not a jury of peers, not one black on the jury and not one man on the jury. It was not a jury. That was a jury that rendered a verdict in the case of Meg Evers. The jury that rendered a verdict in the case of Emmett Till. The jurors were not representative, and when the jurors did become representative, the killers were convicted. So it was, there was not one black lawyer on either side, not one black on the jury, not one male on the jury, and so something about it was stacked at the very beginning.
So do you accept the verdict or no?
Do not accept it. That's why I think the Department of Justice must intervene now and sue this case to its fullest. There's an outcry for that. There will be a civil suit filed as well.
Some of the neighbors down in Sanford have talked about 8 burglaries perpetrated by young black males as a history that preceded this killing of Trayvon Martin. What do you make of that?
In some sense, that's an attempt to justify following and killing Trayvon, and that's not a good thing. I mean, when the guy in the van, white van, blew up the building in Oklahoma City, should one pursue white males driving white vans? Of course not. You cannot rationally justify stereotyping, profiling, and violating someone's basic civil rights. That's not fair and balanced.
What would be your message, Reverend Jackson, to all of the people who have taken to the streets in Miami, in New York, in Los Angeles, all across the country?
Protest with dignity and discipline and nonviolence. Do nothing that would diminish the moral authority of Trayvon Martin as a martyr in this case. To engage in violence would be to distract from the authentic nature of Trayvon's witness and would add credence to and some justification to some for what George Zimmerman did. And so do protest with dignity and discipline and nonviolence. Secondly, massively register and vote. Jurors have power. That's why you should fight to have a balanced jury. When you had an all-white jury in Mississippi, and when Emmett Till was killed, the all-white jury said, some members said that the reason why they didn't convict the killers of Emmett Till because they thought he would be jailed, and they didn't think the Emmett Till's life was worth a white person to be in jail. the all-white jury in the case of Med Gavis. They knew who had killed Med Gavis, but the verdict was not guilty. In the case here, you have the same consistent pattern. Juries should represent peers. Prosecutors did not demand that because they tried to avoid the issue of race. And, of course, the defense counsel wanted to deny the issue of race because they knew if it came under what the whole world knows it to be, you'd have a different outcome. If you'd had one black juror on that jury, it may have been a locked jury.
Reverend Jackson, it's interesting to hear you put this case in the same category as Emmett Till and Medgar Evers. Is that how you see it in the sort of history of race relations in America?
When Emmett Till was killed, it was a defining moment in that time. It awakened Chicago and the nation in a very different way when he was killed so brutally and was innocent. And when Meg Evers was killed in June of 63, it laid the emotional groundwork for the March of 63. The Meg Evers, a veteran of the civil rights fighter with moral authority, could happen to anybody. In many ways, Trayvon Martin defines this season. It's a season where young black men are most likely to be jailed, a profile, or unemployed, or expelled from school, or shot. New York Times article just a few weeks ago about blacks and whites use at about the same rate marijuana, but a black is 4 to 30 times more likely to be jailed for it and be criminalized the rest of their lives. That must be hearings. Indeed, maybe even UN hearings on the plight of young black men in America.
Well, what would be your message to them specifically?
One, these young men need jobs, education, and transportation, not jails and persecution. When we swing at them and lock them up, to use this metaphor, you're kind of swinging at the mosquito. You're not dealing with the swamp of poverty and pain and rejection and denial.
Reverend Jesse Jackson, president of the Rainbow Push Coalition. Reverend Jackson, thanks.
And thank you.